We're joined now on WCLK Community Focus by Dr. David Morrow, director of the Wendell P. Whalum Chorus and the director of the Morehouse Glee Club, and also joined once again by Stephen Lee, composer and artist in residence to the Like House at the Atlanta University Center. Welcome to you both this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There is an evening of song coming up on Sunday, April the 27th, from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel right here at Morehouse College on campus. And that sounds like a very exciting event with a very impressive lineup of musical talent that includes, of course, the Morehouse College and Spelman College Glee Clubs and the Clark Atlanta University Philharmonic Society. But if you could, let's talk a little bit about the Wendell P. Whalum Chorus. Many people might not know about the late Dr. Wendell P. Whalum.
Well, the Wendell P. Whalum Community Chorus was originally called the Atlanta University Center Community Chorus. And after Dr. Whalum's passing, we decided to name it in his memory. So we've carried on that way for a number of years now. The chorus consists of about 60 local singers from different churches, different schools, still alumni of the AU Center schools join us as well. Dr. Whalum directed the Glee Club for 34 years and was renowned as a teacher, an organist, musicologist, composer, lecturer, and held the reins of the Glee Club and this chorus, which he founded, for a number of years, for at least 30 years. The chorus was originally founded as the chorus for the volunteer chorus for the summer commencements that they used to have for the AU Center. They got together the first time and enjoyed it so much, and the rest is history.
And it's interesting. This is going to be a jam-packed event. If you like choral music, this is going to be the place to be on Sunday, April the 27th from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel on the Morehouse campus, which is a venue that's worth seeing, if for no other reason just to see it, but this will be an evening full of music. Why have you decided to combine all these musical efforts in one concert?
Well, each spring, the Wendell P. Whalum Community Chorus hosts a spring concert, and we do that with it's open to the public, and we showcase many of our pieces of music that we have been working on during the year. The Like House has a similar concert called the Mason D. Harper Memorial Concert. So we got together, decided, why don't we combine the two efforts and make a big concert that would honor both Wendell Whalum and Mason Harper and the wonderful song styles that they enjoyed to perform.
And no doubt have an evening with a lot of people singing out and probably a lot of people there to hear it as well. Stephen Lee, welcome back to WCLK. We worked with you on the Stand By Me program that we did, which was fascinating. You are the Mason D. Harper Artist in Residence at the Like House here at the AUC. Who was Mason D. Harper, and why do you choose to remember him with an annual concert?
Sure. Mason Harper was a gifted musician and a friend to all. He was a graduate of Morehouse College, sang with the Wendell P. Whalum Community Chorus, and before his death served as the Director of Music and Liturgy at the Like House. Mason was a builder of community here at the AUC and a musical liturgical mentor to our Thea Bowman scholars at the Like House. Because his legacy of building community and mentoring students continues, we host an annual memorial concert featuring our own Like House Bowman scholars and the choral groups of the AUC. This will be the first year, however, that the concert will be held at the Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel on the campus of Morehouse College.
Well, that's great news, and it's also a great sign of everybody working together on a project. It's always good to hear that around the AUC. If you could, Stephen, tell us just a little bit about the Sister Thea Bowman Scholars Program at the Like House.
Sure. Each year, five promising students from the AUC are awarded scholarships in music and liturgy. These scholarships honor the memory and spirit of the late Sister Thea Bowman, who was an African-American Catholic nun who was a pioneer in reforming Catholic liturgy and music. So under my mentoring, my leadership as the artist in residence through the Like House, our Bowman scholars are given a thorough grounding in liturgy and also in the music of the Catholic Church. Our scholars program allow our scholars to lead the weekly Sunday morning masses and the other liturgical celebrations throughout the academic year. This annual concert is in part a fundraiser of some sort for our Like House programs and activities.
We're talking this morning with Dr. David Morrow, director of the Wendell P. Whalum Chorus, and also the director of the Morehouse Glee Club. And you just heard from Stephen Lee. He's composer and artist in residence at the Like House at the Atlanta University Center. And we're talking about an event happening on Sunday, April the 27th, an evening of song that's going to feature the Wendell P. Whalum Community Chorus, the Spelman College Glee Club, the Morehouse College Glee Club, the Clark Atlanta University Philharmonic Society, and the Sister Thea Bowman Scholars from the Like House Catholic Center at the Atlanta University Center. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. on April 27th. Dr. Morrow, can you tell us a little bit, maybe give us a musical preview about what kind of pieces our listeners can expect if they attend this event?
It's going to be a wonderful celebration of the music of African Americans. The concert will feature Shout for Joy by the African American composer Adolphus Hale Stork. This piece features chorus, brass, timpani, organ, etc. It's going to be quite a wonderful piece, about 12 minutes long. We will probably sing some spirituals as well. Additionally, we're going to all join together to sing the wonderful work that Stephen Lee has composed, Stand By Me, a celebration of African-American song. And so both works are spirit-filled, and they're having a lot of fun learning it and singing it.
And again, this is on Sunday, April the 27th. You know, get past the Easter weekend, and you're going to have a really rich musical weekend there on the 27th at the Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel at Morehouse. And gentlemen, if we have a listener that is fired up and wants to come to this event, what do they need to do?
Well, they can by all means call Ms. Catherine Marks, the administrator for the Wendell P. Whalum Community Chorus, and that number is 404-349-2070, or they can contact Ms. Sandra Reese at the Like House, our development consultant, and that number is 404-755-2646.
And again, this event is open to the public. Dr. David Morrow, thank you so much for taking time for what must be a very busy time of the year for you to talk about this today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.
And Stephen Lee, once again, always good to see you. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it, but anybody who heard Stand By Me on WCLK knows just how powerful that piece is. I hope it's a great event.
Thank you, Rob. My pleasure.